Blog Talk Radio.
Precious saints of God, welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. Again, preach the word. Preach the word. Glad you tuned in this evening as we are back in studio to talk to you about trumpeting the good news of Jesus Christ in St. Johnsville. God would have us all, not just clergy, but also membership, to trumpet the word, proclaim the word, preach the word, to go door to door, to do house to house visitation, to proclaim this glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. It says here in 1 Thessalonians Chapter 1, starting at verse 5, it says, "For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance," or as it reads in other translations, "with much conviction. As you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake, and ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word to affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that ye were examples to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. And from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but beyond those limits, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not speak anything." Let us pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, how we love you, Lord. Oh, I love you. I love you, Lord. I love you. I love your people. I love your church. I love the gospel. I love my Savior Jesus. I love the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we pray that this love may abound in our hearts, just not abound, that your love for us and our love for you may cause us to get out of our seats and to go share this good news of salvation in Jesus Christ. Bless us, Lord, we pray. Bless us as we turn to you yet again in your word. This we ask, this we pray, in Jesus' wonderful name. When you read 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5, "For our gospel came that phrase has to be hitched. It's connected to Acts 15, 40 and 41, where the Bible says that Paul, being recommended by the saints at Antioch, chose Silas as his missionary partner and departed, and thus began his second missionary journey in Antioch of Syria, in the east. And when you read Acts 16 and the beginning of 17, Paul goes from east to west. He is carrying the gospel. Trumpeters. A trumpeter must have not only exceptional lungs and exceptional sight and exceptional hearing, but he must also have exceptional legs. And that's what going door to door is all about. It's not just enough to go once in a while, door to door. You're constantly on the move. Our gospel came to you. Now, all the places that Paul visited and all the people there received Paul's gospel because Paul and Silas traveled. They got out of the four walls of the church of Antioch. That's what a mission trip. You know, some people are engaged in foreign missions, like Paul and Silas, and the rest of us are engaged in village missions in the village of St. Johnsville. My mission field is that village. And thus I am compelled by God and his word and by the Holy Spirit to use my legs to go up and down those streets proclaiming Jesus saves. So our gospel came to you. The second thing we read is that you receive the word. Now, when you read Acts 17, verses 1 through 4, you discover, particularly in verse 5, that not everyone received the word. Some believed, some received the word, and that's to whom Paul writes. They are part of the family of God. And then others rejected. Others said, no, thank you. Others said, we don't want what you have to offer. Don't come back again. Don't knock on our door again. We're not interested. And so some receive and some don't. And we saw that in our second lesson. Today, we will learn that the members, the new converts, they became missionaries. They joined Paul and Silas and Timothy and Dr. Luke in being missionaries. For it says in verse 8, for from you, referring to the new converts at Thessalonica, for from you sounded out the word of the Lord. In Greek, that those two words in English sounded out, two Greek words, one meaning out and the other one meaning sounded. So it's well translated when you have sounded out in the King James. Basically what it means is the trumpeter, the preacher, the lay preacher, the ordained preacher, whatever preacher it is, the preacher is letting a message that is in him or in her come out. Come out. Now, you're not whispering the message because that wouldn't be sounded out. That would not reflect that those two Greek words that are made into one. To sound out means to ring out. When I'm praying at church, when we start praying at church on Mondays through Fridays, rest assured at 12 noon, as we're opening the doors of the church and welcoming people to come in and hoping that people will come in, You can hear the bells chiming from the Reformed Church, and boy, those chimes ring out. They ring out. And there we are engaged in an hour of prayer, and while we're ending our hour of prayer, there goes that bell again at the St. John's Reformed Church. That bell rings one time at 1 o'clock, and it rings. It rings out. It can be heard. In fact, when I was over at the house that we're seeking to buy there on 17 Division Street, I've been there a few times, and boy, can you really hear the bell from the St. John's Reformed Church. You can really hear it at the house. You can hear it inside the house, and I've even heard it when I was checking out the garages there. It rings out loudly. And that's what the word means here. Now, not only did Paul and Silas and Timothy and Luke ring out the gospel, they rang it out. They didn't whisper the gospel. They proclaimed it loudly. But so did the Thessalonians. These new saints, this is a new church. When Paul writes this letter to the Thessalonians, the church had just been recently established 3 or 4 months. This church was in existence 3 or 4 months when Paul felt compelled of the Holy Spirit to write a letter to them. They were all new converts. There was no church in Thessalonica. Paul and Silas got there. God used them to establish the church in Thessalonica. And soon after that, Paul and Silas and the team were driven out of Thessalonica. They were persecuted out. They had to leave in haste, for their lives were in danger. And it was from a distance that Paul wrote the letter to the Thessalonians, and he sent Timothy with it. Timothy was the mailman of that letter after this church had only been founded a few months. And here Paul says, listen, in Macedonia and in Achaia, and even further than that, in other places, the gospel is ringing out of your mouths. That's amazing. In other words, what Paul would be saying is, hey, the gospel is being heard in St. Johnsville, but also you guys there in St. Johnsville are preaching so loudly that Fort Plain is hearing in that direction. And you're preaching so loudly that Little Falls is hearing the gospel. And Herkimer is hearing the gospel. That's, if we were to put it in today's context, that's what Paul is saying. And this is a church that's only a few months old. They weren't seasoned exhorters. They had no training in the art of preaching. They had no training in door-to-door witnessing. They were simply sharing what Paul and Silas communicated to them, and people were getting saved. Now, the NIV, let me read to you in the English Standard Version, verse 8 reads like this. 1 Thessalonians 1:8 reads, for not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth, King James says sounded out, English Standard Version says sounded forth, but the NIV really captures it. For the NIV says this, it says, 1 Thessalonians 1:8, the Lord's message rang out from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Your faith in God has become known everywhere. So, how do we win St. Johnsville, saints? How do we win? Well, you share the gospel. Here, listen to the song again. Listen to it. I'm only going to play 1 minute and 19 seconds of it. Listen to the song that I started playing in the beginning. and take the lyrics to heart. Now, Paul was old. He was weak. He was weary. But you and I aren't old. You and I aren't weak and weary. We're in great health. We're in excellent health. And Paul, who knew the end was near and was weak and weary, look what he said.
He wrote, Timothy, my son, I have fought the fight of faith. Carry on what I've begun, but most of all I pray. Preach the word, preach the cross, preach redemption to a lost and dying world. Lift your voice.
Did you hear that? Timothy, lift your voice. In other words, let the gospel ring out. Lift your voice unashamed. That's it. Until all have heard, you keep preaching that word. I want to leave it there. That's how we're going to win St. Johnsville. When pastors and deacons and trustees and church members and church mothers and everyone in the church, young and old, preach the word. Lifting our voices unashamed as we go outside the four walls of 20th Center Street, claiming Jesus Christ is Lord. That's it, saints. Trumpeting the good news of Jesus Christ in St. Johnsville, that we may ring out the way those bells do there without fail. Think about that. Without fail, you know that when the next hour comes, those bells are going to chime. They are going to ring out. They will be heard near and far, the way we have to live. We have to be just like that bell. We have to be consistent, unceasing in our proclamation. And when we achieve that, then the gospel will be heard in Fort Plain. Then the gospel will be heard in Little Falls. Then the gospel will be heard in Herkimer and round about the village of St. Johnsville. Lord, help us. Help us to preach the word in Jesus' wonderful name.
Paul and Timothy are gone, but the letters still remain, and the mission that was written down calls out to us today. Lift the name of Jesus higher and tell our hearts. joy.